Right, coming up after nine, we did this a while ago, our inventions game. We have got some amazing inventions. All you've got to do is work out, are they real inventions or have we just made them up? This is the one from before.
Yes, we've squeezed out another one. Accordion Hero 2 is here. Everything you loved in the first game, but more of it. Yeah? Features a new practice mode and 65 new songs, including this one. And this! Not to mention this classic! Accordion Hero 2 comes with a blue double bellows accordion controller. Polka your way up from Der Ratskeller to Oktoberfest in Munich. Hit all the right notes and get the crowd on their feet, waving their beer steins in unison. You are an accordion hero.
That one was made up. That wasn't real. Got some more inventions for you after nine.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
So here's your first one, okay? First invention, is this real or not?
Do you have a problem with your colleagues stealing your lunch from the office fridge? Do your housemates keep nicking your food? Well, now, there's something which will keep even the hungriest thief away from your grub. It's a lunch bag with mold. Except it's not real mold. It's a pattern on the bag which makes it look like your food's gone off. Yes, that tasty ham now looks like it would kill you if you ate it. The thieving gits won't be snoffing that in a hurry.
Wow, so that's the mouldy lunch bag. It's like a normal bag that you would put your lunch in, but it's got a picture of some mould on it, so it looks like the food has gone off. Put it in the fridge, ain't no one going to nick that, are they?
Oh, that's revolting.
We do have a problem with that at Radio 1 as well. Do you remember that,
no.
That woman on the first floor? Someone nicked her kiwi fruit. She went mad. It was almost a police matter.
Management office was in chaos for about 3 weeks.
This is the last email before I call the police. Just own up. Who stole my kiwi fruit?
They got the security. They were going to get the security tapes and everything.
They're going to get CCTV on. So the mouldy lunch bag, is that real? Do you think, or did we make up that invention?
Well, surely they're just going to throw it out rather than eating it now, so you don't win either way. I think it's made up.
Made up.
Okay. So you think the mouldy lunch bag is made up?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you in a minute. I've got another one first.
Okay.
Check this out.
Have you recently split up with your boyfriend? Are you crying yourself to sleep at night? Do you wake up in the morning and the pillow's all soggy? From your tears? Well, help is at hand with the tissue pillow. The tissue pillow is just like a normal pillow, but cleverly incorporates an integrated refillable Kleenex dispenser. Now, when you're sobbing yourself to sleep, thinking of what might have been with the man of your dreams, you can just reach over and pull out another tissue. Brilliant! The tissue pillow is also very useful at this time of year, when you have a cold and a runny nose. No more snotty pillows with the tissue pillow. Yes, I know I'd love a handy dispenser of Kleenex in my bed. Thanks, tissue pillow!
So there we are, that was the tissue pillow. It's like a normal pillow, but you can pull out tissues. So if you have just split up with somebody, or you've just got a big old cold like Becky's got at the moment, hey presto, no more soggy pillows.
I so need one of these. Do you think they do travel size tissue pillows so I could just wear it constantly?
At all times.
Just pull my tissue out whenever I need one.
So the tissue pillow, is that real or made up?
I'm going to say real.
Okay.
Yeah, Becky. I think it's real. So I hope it's real.
So you're saying the mouldy lunch bag isn't real?
Yeah.
And the tissue pillow is?
Yeah.
We'll find out after James Morrison. Oh, the suspense.
This is a download from Unofficial Mills. For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.
So we've got two inventions. I just wanted to know whether they were real or whether we just made them up. It's the mouldy lunch bag, where it's just a normal plastic bag that you'd carry your lunch in, only there's a picture of some mould in it, so when you put it in the fridge, no one nicks your lunch. Quite good. Someone wants to know if the Kiwi Bandit is still at large. I don't think they caught...
I don't think they were ever caught,
no.
Were they? I don't think.
Sorry,
all
I think
the Kiwi fruit ever found.
No. So he is still at... Well, I say he. Could be a...
What do you know?
I don't know anything.
Were you ever questioned?
No. Is that why Greg James writes his name on all of his stuff he puts in the fridge?
Yeah, I think so.
Because of the kiwi.
But he's scandalous. Like, he writes his name on stuff and doesn't want anyone to steal it, but he's been taking my bran flakes for the last month and a half. I haven't told him that I know, but I know it's him.
How do you know?
Because he also...
You can't just go accusing people of nicking your bran flakes willy-nilly.
Because he uses the girl who sits next to me's bowl and spoon, and he forgot to put it back one day and she went mad. So not only does he steal the flakes, he also steals the cereal as well. He's quite cool being on Early Breakfast. Look at the life he leads.
Why do you have bran flakes at work?
I'll tell you what, people would just be thinking it's generally cool to be at Radio 1 with these stories. Wow.
Why does she have bran flakes though when she works in the afternoon?
Healthy snack.
So okay. Rock and roll here, isn't it? And I know for a fact he's been nicking my bran flakes.
Hannah Mar- Mr. G from Summer High
School. You are Mr. G. He's going to become a police medder.
That's what I wrote on the water machine, because people were putting their bottle up and all the germs were going everywhere.
This is how rock and roll is. Hannah Morrison is reading the news this morning and got very upset earlier when there was no Earl Grey in the building.
You see, I always take that from Newsbeat because it's the only machine that's got it. It's probably some in my desk if she wants some.
Okay. Oh, we're actually on the radio.
I know.
Hello.
It's only fair people know how showbiz it is.
Fair. So, the Molly lunch bag and the tissue pillow. Normal pillow, but you can pull tissues out of it. Brilliant if you've just split up with somebody or if you've got a big cold. They are both real.
Both real?
Both of them are real. Oh. I will now show you pictures as evidence of that. See what you see.
I'm seeing a girl lying on a pillow with a tissue at her nose and a tissue also sprouting out of the pillow. Amazing. So that's the next one ready for her to take.
Really good.
When she sneezes.
Yeah.
Well, I've closed down the picture of the mouldy lunch bag. But it was just a sandwich in a bag with some green crayon drawing.
Yeah.
Thing on the front.
The mold doesn't look that realistic, but I think it would be enough to put people off. So they're both real. I have some more for you tomorrow. It's 9:18. This is Tinchy Strider. 'Cause I can't live without you.